This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 21st, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. A report from the Maha Commission is due tomorrow afternoon from the White House. Rumors continue to suggest the report will shed a negative light on production agriculture and the use of crop protection products and gene-altered crops. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said he met with now HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. prior to his confirmation. Grassley expects Kennedy to keep his word.
I asked him about agriculture, transparency, and government accountability. He assured me he was supportive of farmers using tools like pesticides and GMOs. During his hearing before the Senate Finance Committee, he said he agreed with EPA and USDA should be the regulators for agriculture. Secretary Kennedy also committed to what he called radical transparency at HHS under his watch.
Grassley told Ag Reporters this week he had some questions of the authors of the Maha Commission report.
Has Senator Kennedy and staff working on the Maha report met with food and agriculture stakeholders or only environmental groups? If so, which ones? Secondly, have Secretary Rollins, Administrator Zeldin, and others on the Maha Commission executive order been consulted in developing this report? And lastly, has the Maha Commission been following a risk-based, science-based approach like hundreds of stakeholders and many members of Congress, myself included, have called for?
Agriculture groups say they have not been allowed to participate in discussions on the report and hope the findings will reflect the replicated science behind modern agriculture production.
We want to make sure sound science is the basis of these conclusions. I support the administration's desire to make America healthier, and for that reason, I hope we get some clear answers to my questions and that these people that are in the cabinet keep the promises they made pre-confirmation.
On the budget reconciliation package in the House of Representatives, Grassley said he's pleased with some, but not all, of the proposals.
I think that the reference prices are a pretty good start. Whether it's enough, I won't draw that conclusion until I talk to Senator Bozeman, but it's a lot better than where we are today. I don't know whether it makes up for the inflation that we've had since the 2018 Farm Bill, but it makes an effort in that direction. And I think putting responsibilities for food stamps to a great extent on states is pretty unreasonable.
In other news this afternoon, ethanol demand in the U.S. likely to benefit from a strong driving season this summer, according to the Renewable Fuels Association. The group says that AAA is forecasting 45.1 million people to travel at least 50 miles from home over the course of the Memorial Day weekend. That's up 1.4 million from 2024, although analysts forecast these drivers to put less miles on their car than they did a year ago. Clean Fuels Alliance America this week thanking 28 representatives who sent a letter to President Trump encouraging the administration to adopt a timely, robust renewable fuel standard rule for 2026 and beyond. Representative Ashley Henson of Iowa and Angie Craig of Minnesota leading the effort. The letter says a strong set two will benefit our constituents by lowering prices at the pump, creating and maintaining U.S. biomanufacturing jobs, and driving economic growth. Finally, the flooding situation in Argentina warrants monitoring. Instances of rainfall north of a foot have been reported for the province of Buenos Aires. As of last week, Argentina soybean crop as a whole, 65% harvested, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The Rosario Grain Exchange had recently increased production estimates for the country. Overall production now in question. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.